The Trump administration last month announced plans to scrap the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program. It gives temporary protection to undocumented immigrants who arrived in the U.S. as children. With DACA ending next March, Congress has fewer than 6 months to find a legislative alternative. WEKU's Sherry Lawson reports that after being bullied on social media, a college student in Lexington is doing what she can to help others like herself.
21-year-old Paola Garcia is one of the so-called Dreamers or DACA recipients and a senior at Transylvania University. Garcia's parents moved from Mexico to West Virginia when she was 2 years old. She first experienced discrimination in the fourth grade when a classmate said she needed to go back to Mexico.
And, you know, at that time I was like, well, what does that mean exactly? Like, why? Because it was something I had shared with my classmates. You know, I was born in Mexico because I was proud of it. I was proud of my culture. I was proud of all of that. And, you know, he turned that against me. And it just, from, you know, that moment on, that I was very wary. You know, unfortunately, it has been something that I've dealt with all my life since then.
Last summer, a fellow student at Transy targeted Garcia on Facebook by posting her cover page with Donald Trump's picture and the words, "Not my president." Taylor Regg also shared her bio that reads, "Undocumented, unapologetic, and unafraid." He posted it to a racial hate group with the intention of getting her deported. After that, Paola was harassed online and received racist threats.
This guy actually sent me pictures of him filling out a tip form to Homeland Security with my information on it. And a lot of other people were like, you know, "Thanks for your information. You've been reported to ICE and they're coming for you."
When she reported the behavior to her school, she says she was initially told there wasn't enough evidence to pursue a case against Regg, that his actions had simply been a recommendation to his readers about how to respond to her undocumented status. At that point, she decided she needed to speak up, and she asked for help in a YouTube video. It went viral, and Garcia's story gained national attention.
I don't ever see myself as a victim. You know, I did it so that my story could be someone else's reason to keep fighting, someone else's reason to speak out, someone else's reason to go out and do something for themselves, for their peers.
School spokeswoman Michelle Gaither-Spark says officials at the school were heartbroken about the situation and were inundated with emails of support for Ms. Garcia.
We followed our policies and procedures throughout this entire process.
Sparks confirmed that Mr. Regg is no longer enrolled at Transylvania University. On a recent Wednesday, more than 20 people gathered at a Lexington coffee house to raise money and awareness for DACA recipients, inspired by Paola's story. One of the organizers was Transy student Annalisa Hermosilla.
Molas are a Panamanian art form. It's like folk art from indigenous tribes. It's kind of like quilting, where you take layers of fabric and you make patterns out of them, and then you sew them together. So this is Molas for DACA. It's just kind of a get-together to do some art and like raise awareness about DACA, and also like give some like donations so that they'll go to like foundations and stuff that support DACA and stuff like that.
This is a Molas. So a Molas is usually embroidery or quilting handicraft, but we're doing them out of paper.
Emily Goodman, assistant art history professor at Transy, is decorating a hibiscus flower.
And then I'm going to put some text underneath it. The entire fundraiser tonight is kind of learning another culture and also raising money for DACA because we have DACA students on our campus.
Making a mola of her own, Paola Garcia was grateful to everyone who showed up for the event.
I think it's very therapeutic. And, you know, it also creates a safe space to have open conversations about what happened, what's happening, what can we do to change things in a more positive way.
Earlier this month, she traveled to Washington, D.C. with other DACA recipients to persuade members of Congress to pass the latest version of the DREAM Act.
Yeah, I'm going to graduate from this prestigious, amazing school, but I can't do anything with that degree. Without a DACA or citizenship or residency, without a legal status here.
For WEKU, I'm Sherry Lawson.